Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Welcome back to the Road Ahead Cafe. I'm your host, Rick Gabrielli, and I'm here with Frank Vandenhorst and Peter M. Fellows. In this week's Our Journey segment, we are going to share a little bit about putting together our podcast. One show, three stories, all in under 30 minutes. Peter, what experiences would you like to share with us today?
No, I remember when we started, well, you got us together and we said, there's some synergy here. What can we do together? And I would say it was you guys who came up with the idea for a podcast, because I don't listen to podcasts, so I had no idea what we were talking about. But I appreciated the most the business like attitude that you brought to it while being spiritual people. Let's engage somebody who can give us some insight into the mechanisms, the process of setting up a podcast. And I thought that was very, very useful. What was the name of the lady that you contacted?
Meryl.
Yeah.
Meryl Lochner. Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that was a very good idea for starting it off.
Yeah. Frank, what about you? What was this? What was the origin for you?
I think for me, it was the moment we met at Spin Ideas and got connected through Veronica Gugugian. And we had an instant click, as because I told that story about my father, and you said, well, it's a wonderful story, and let's do something with storytelling. And then storytelling, okay, story. Shall we make a podcast? Yeah, I know someone else who is also interested in. He's a little bit of a mindful guy and so on. And that's actually Peter who hopped on the bus. And I think, you know, there was it's a intuitive synergy. You know, we have our difference of opinions, but in such a way that we always sort them out in a very smooth and easy way. We always convene somewhere. We always find the way we do it. And actually, it's very harmonious. And that's what I really, really like. And that's that opened me up in sharing and caring and doing the things we do now. So yeah. I love that.
Well, the synergy is bound to happen whenever you guys realize that what I'm saying is correct. And then you give up, you know, your ideas don't work. And you agree with me. There's wonderful synergy there. I've been trying to convince you of this for a while.
But, yeah.
You know, it's just there's so many things, Rick. I mean, yeah. go through some of the things we had to do in order to do a podcast, because I'm sure people are interested in that.
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny, as I'm listening to you guys talk and I'm thinking back on how this happened so organically, and pretty much everything I've done up until this point, I had a plan and this just happened. And that's why I think it just feels so right. And I didn't know I have to wait 59 years for this kind of thing to happen in my life, but it did. So I think that, you know, first the collaboration, you know, with these two great guys. So the three of us come together, each so different, as Frank mentioned, but with such similar hearts to try to, you know, bring something to humanity that could be helpful, to bring value. So to address the different steps, Peter, you know, we had the time difference first, because
right.
Frank is in the Netherlands. Yeah. So we had to navigate, you know, how to meet early enough so that we could, you know, get him at a time in the day that was convenient. And then we had to set up all the different pieces. So we were talking about the tech piece, you know, if we were going to record this thing, were we going to use audio? And then did we need video at some point? Because as some of you may know, you know, maybe by the time you are listening and watching this, the YouTube channel is up. And so those pieces are there. But at the first juncture, we had to decide what were we going to do with the audio? How were we going to get that, you know, edited and put up? We had the Zoom calls. So we had the logistics of saving these recordings and then putting that up. We had to decide on a platform. So that was a process. We looked at
a platform being
the place that the podcast would live.
Okay.
So these files were parked somewhere so that you, the audience, could access them. And so then we finally settled on Castos. Again, not one of the more popular names out there, but it's working for us.
So yeah, working for us, right? Yeah.
And Peter, why don't you talk, Peter, a little bit about the website part, because you were very influential in helping us with that piece.
Right. Well, I think it sprang out of our discussions on, which Merrill helped us with, on why are we doing this? Are we doing it because it's kind of fun to do, to talk with each other and to present our ideas, because that's something we just need to do? No, that's part of it. But we wanted to do something which was combined fun and learning, but we knew that in this type of format, it's sort of like even a one-day workshop, even a course, you do it, you enjoy it, and then you walk away and you go, wait, how do I apply that in life? So we knew that we could do the most good for the most people if we could simply provide something which would let them think, that sounds interesting, I'd like to know more. And that's why we needed a website. We needed a place for them to come that they could connect with us if they chose, in a way that they chose, and learn more, get more information, that type of thing. So we thought about which company to use, and there was an excellent one which was given to us. It's very highly rated. And I couldn't figure out how to make it work.
Yeah.
I couldn't get those frames to move and the pictures and that. So I ended up using the process that I use already. And so far that seems to have been quite satisfactory. And that's the roadaheadcafe.com. Because Rick said, well, we got to come up with a name. So we talked about the hardware store, and we talked about numerous things. That was the hardest thing of everything, was trying to come up with a name. But I think between Frank and Rick, you guys decided the road ahead. And then when we checked that, because you have to check it to make sure it's not taken,
yep.
It was taken. So then I don't know who the genius was who added cafe on the end, and that was fine. And we registered those. You register them as a domain. You got it in another format too, right, Rick?
We have, several other, the Road Ahead Cafe. Road Ahead Cafe and the Road Ahead Cafe.
Sure. Yeah, and I think that's fairly important because, you know, when we become famous and big,
yeah.
We don't want one of you little guys ripping us off, you know, tricking people. They get there, the Road Ahead Cafe, and they get there and it's all pots and pans you're selling or something like that. We'll sell the pots and pans.
Well, interesting thing was that we also had to come up with it with an intro and outro. And you contacted Rick, Kate Martin.
Yeah.
She has isn't she a kind of anchor for television or radio somewhere?
She did a lot of work and then got into the voiceover business.
So we asked her, we wrote a and that I think Peter did a kind of script. And then we looked at the script, said, okay, is this the way you want to present it? And then she made several trials, and then we decided on the intro and the outro. I think that's a wonderful one. And of course, we also had to design our logo.
Yeah.
Yes, the road ahead. So I happened to be several years ago, I was in Kazakhstan to visit a very good friend of mine, and he took us into the plains, you could say, and really, it's flat like a pancake, but then you can drive for hours, you don't see anything. So somewhere in the middle of the road, we parked the car, and just to stand there, we turned out the engine, and it was so silent. I never heard so much silence, actually. It was only the wind blowing, and there I took a picture, and if you look very, 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 very closely at that picture, then you see the Himalayas. But then, of course, not the Himalayas in Nepal, but the Himalayas at actually at the north of China on the border with Kazakhstan. Very interesting. So that was our picture. We choose that and it works that way. Yeah, that's it.
As you say, if you look even closer, there's a little guy sitting in a lotus position, you know, meditating right in the Himalayas there. But what you didn't mention, Frank, was, well, first of all, when you're writing your intro and your outro, there's two aspects. There's the script, what the voice, well, three. There's the words that are used. There's the person's voice. And Kate Martin blew us away. Her voice is, well, you hear for yourselves. You're at the beginning and the end. And the third thing is how much time you want to take. I always felt you don't want to have too long because people who are used to it, like if you explain everything in the session every single time, it becomes, okay, let's get on with the show. So these two cropped my wonderful words. I wanted to say that our podcast was so good that pretty soon you'd be drinking your beer out of a cup and walking around the house with your pants on. But for some reason, they didn't really think that would go well. So we had to leave that out of the script. But I got it in the recording. See how I did that? See that?
Yeah.
Finally, you got your moment of fame, Peter. Wow, that's good.
And this is episode 16. So it took 16 weeks for him to get that out.
And see, that's the other thing we did. We aimed for half an hour because we felt that we didn't want people to become a chore. We would rather leave you guys a feeling that, I could do with more of that than feeling, I could do a little less of that. And so we've tried to keep it under. So it's light, it's snappy, you move along, you enjoy yourselves. And the other thing is we had to decide on the format, whether it would be a conversation like this, or would we be able to give a little more knowledge, a little more information, if we each had a little. And so we're working with that at the moment. And please let us know, right, guys? Let us know what you think gives you the best thing, gives you the most value for your time, because we appreciate the time that you spend with us.
Yeah. And then, of course, once we got it out there, then there was how do we let people know about it? So then we had to jump into the marketing piece. Wow, we're going to be promoting this stuff. So then you go into all of these steps of, well, where do we promote it? When do we promote it? How do we promote it? So we started sharing it with people, getting listeners, getting subscribers, which then led us back to, can we in some way hang on to these people? Because if you just send everyone to Apple for iTunes, you sometimes don't get a chance to get them back. So again, Peter set up on the website a way for people to subscribe to our list. And then we got testimonials. So people started, telling us they liked it. We asked for some videos, which we have some great ones on the website. So if you want to check that out, you'll get to see and hear what people are thinking about this stuff. Peter, you've done a great job writing the copy every week for all of these different promos and keeping us on track with these beautiful scripts that we have to keep the episodes flowing. And then Frank took on the video. So started to, put the intro and the outro on it, which now, again, by the time you see this and hear this, will be on YouTube. So you can check that out. And, and most important, all designed to bring value to you each week while I hang out with my amazing little brothers.
Well, Frank, I can't believe how many people he turned on to in the very early stages this podcast, because I see from Holland, from bum, 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 and I know these are all people he knows. So you must have tremendous influence among your colleagues and friends, Frank. Man of renown.
Yeah, well, one of the main focus points is LinkedIn as a way to promote it, because I think the serious people, especially in different channels where personal development and business and spirituality comes together. It's in the crossroads of psychology, business, and so forth. Interesting is when I ask people what episode they've looked at, some say, and I it's interesting to see what happens. It was a question by the audience, why do I take so many things personally? Yeah. And the interesting thing is, when you say, can you give me an example of a podcast? What are you guys talking about? So, well, for example, and I just tell. They say, yeah. And I look at them. Yeah, I often also take things personally. You guys talk about that? You dare to address it? Yeah, because we know for ourselves that I sometimes take also things personally. And I wonder, why am I doing that? You know? And that's why we're going to discuss about subjects like that. Just ordinary day subjects. Everybody has some relation to and say, okay, yeah, that's something I can connect with. Yeah, that's also for me. Affirmations, inflow, being inflow, something like that. A book about Yogananda, about the inner tennisser, and much to come. It's all about how to improve yourself without being dissatisfied with yourself. And that's an interesting balance. It's the attitude, the gratitude is the attitude, is the way how can I be grateful for myself and grateful for other people without minimizing my own efforts or without having a negative self-judgment and that kind of stuff. Because be honest, it won't help you. And we try to help you guys out with ideas. And also we are learners. We're not teachers. Yes. We also learn. And we're sharing our thoughts, our ideas. And sometimes, and we learn from the audience also, say, okay, yeah. I didn't thought about that. That's a good one. We're going to discuss that in our next show. So please share your thoughts with us, because we want it to be a kind of platform in which we can interact with each other. That's our purpose, raising humanity, raising your conscience, raising our consciousness and helping to make it a better world.
Yeah, I think that's an important part too. This is not one way from us to you. Oh. It's also from you to us. And also we stretch ourselves to try and get the ideas we have down. And then there's topics that come up, which we are speaking on. And I'll be like, I don't even know if I relate to that or how I'm going to speak to it. And so that's a stretch too, as I do it. Yeah. Like the don't take anything personally for something was totally alien to me, because I used to take things personally until I realized, hey, I'm a complete idiot. And after that, nothing anyone said mattered, because of course I would do that. I'm an idiot.
That was my awareness.
Yeah, so that was my enlightenment. The yogi gave me that. Yeah. He said, yabba dabba do, yabba dabba do.
That's a gift. Terrific gift.
So, but yeah, I think there's a lot of things that you need to, a lot of logistics that are required to put on a podcast, and you're always checking with what you're doing. And we had decided, we'd said, Meryl taught us that you should do 6 episodes before you go live, so that illnesses or holidays or whatever things come up, you have some in the pot. We decided that we would go for a period of 6 months before we said, you know, is this thing working or not? And we don't want to give you the idea that we feel we have reached our potential here with this podcast. We're infants. We are babies. And we're just beginning, because we want to share this with as many people as possible. And you will keep us on track, on the road. You will tell us when what we're doing isn't giving you what you need, because it all comes down to that. It all comes down to what you guys need. We're just guessing, right? Best guess.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that, you know, I want to mention the outtakes too, and how much fun we have together. That's stuff that's still yet to come. You know, we talked a little bit earlier about potentially letting the camera roll, if you will, after the actual recording session, and then giving, you know, some of our audience access to that, because it is some funny stuff and it's some really powerful life talk.
Yeah, maybe that could be something we give them if they sign up in our email list. And, you know, I got to tell you the reason for the email list that we thought of. We're very aware of the fragility of social media, how they can kick you off, even if you're the president of the United States, at any time for anything they want, even accidents and stuff. all over the place. And it does tend to become centralized, so you can really get blocked. But if you have an email list, you can continue to give service by email until you can get back on. You can continue to reach people and say, hey, this is what's going on. This is when we'll be back. Yeah. And so to encourage you to do that, to get on that email list, with trying to think of perks that we can do without anything like work, you know, because after all, we believe in effortless life. That's why I put no effort into what I do at all.
It's true. We're good at it.
Well, you could tell.
We're mastering that. So, you know, in just, you know, summing up, you know, my experience so far, I've told everybody since the first day. So we were having meetings, it's got to be 3 or 4 months before we ever recorded our first episode, which for all the instant gratification people out there will sound like a long time, but I have never had more fun with a project in my life, and I've got a lot of them, than I have with you two guys. So I just want to say,
Frank,
you know, it's really been such a great experience. I look forward to it. You know, I look forward to what you guys are going to say. I like the way I feel when I'm with you. I like laughing. I like enjoying listening, learning, and just, you know, feeling so grateful that we were connected. And I hope that, you know, that comes through for all of you who are watching and listening, because we're doing it for you.
Very nice. That's it.
Rick, I have nothing to add. Completely true.
Mic drop.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. How's our time? Because that's the other thing. We're always watching the time to make sure we don't go on. And I'm a bit of a blabbermouth. So we need to develop some like little sign you can do, Rick, like this with your finger walking across the screen. And then I'll know to quickly wrap up what I'm saying. That's a ton of logistics, folks. Look at this. I got the light, the ring light. This is what I look like without it. See how it gets like shadow there?
God. And then you look much better.
But then you have the flash. So there's a million things you got to do. And I wouldn't be adverse to the next time we do in our journey session if we talk more about what we're doing. Like, I think our promo, our marketing, we haven't done anything yet. We haven't done anything that has worked in the way we want it to work. And I think that's valuable for people. Well, first of all, they have to make a good podcast like we do, you know.
Definitely.
But the marketing of it, doesn't matter how good your podcast is. And so we're trying to figure that out. And I think I'd love to share our failures and successes in the next hour journey too.
Yeah, that'd be fun. And I actually have something to tell you guys about after we stop recording this show. I've got some good stuff to go over with you, which then we can share in a later episode. So good stuff from one of the meetings I had this morning. So
keep watching and keep listening.
Yeah. Subscribe.
Unsubscribe.
So I'll wrap it up by saying, take a chance on sharing your message with the world, just like we did. We've done it before, but certainly we're getting better at it. And because of you, we are really enjoying the ride. Thank you for joining us today for the Road Ahead Cafe. Remember, good people share good things with friends, so don't be shy. Let those you care about know about your trend-setting discovery of the Road Ahead Cafe. We look forward to getting together with you again next week. Savor your day. See you soon.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. Follow this channel and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.